Pervasive infrastructures. Infrastructure projects can include the construction of transport systems such as roads and train lines, tourist attractions, and facilities such as hotels or resorts, and structures for the generation, transmission, and distribution of energy, such as pipelines, power plants and transmission lines, and hydroelectric dams and wind farms, for instance. When we talk about invasive infrastructure, we refer to structures that are undesired and considered detrimental by resident communities. Often, these are large-scale infrastructure projects, also known as megaprojects, that cost over $1 billion and attract a high level of public attention, political interest, and public budgets. Examples are the Dakota Access Pipeline in the United States, the Transoceanic Highway in Peru and Brazil, the Maya Train and Interoceanic Transport Corridor in Mexico, among many others. Generally, a large number of experts, politicians, companies is involved in the planning and construction of an infrastructure megaproject. International organizations and planners from public and private institutions tend to promote them with the promise of modernization and economic progress. Their construction is usually justified with local benefits for its inhabitants with a vision based on economic development, jobs and roads for the inhabitants, access to medical and educational services, and the expansion of trade networks to boost the regional economy, as well as integration into the world market. However, the implementation of infrastructure megaprojects frequently has negative implications for the environment and the human settlements impacted by their construction, since they cause significant alterations in their economic and productive system, and as a result, a radical transformation of social life. This means that infrastructure megaprojects always violently reconfigure local life, social structures, and economies. They impose an extractive territoriality, which subordinates and reconfigures rural ways of life and local economies. In this way, they facilitate the extraction of resources, or common goods as they are called by the affected communities, the transit of goods, and the circulation of capital. Among the negative social impacts that infrastructure megaprojects cause are, for instance, community division, pressure and trickery to sell the land, secret agreements between governments, companies, and local authorities, forced displacement and related trauma, generation of fear, defamation, and repression, isolation of opponents, and the criminalization of land defenders. Extractivism and invasive infrastructures tend to involve vertical dynamics that cause processes of destruction and dispossession that impact men and women differently. Women are often the first ones to bemoan the contamination of the environment, since they not only experience health effects on their own bodies, but are impacted by the increased amount of care work for others. Undoubtedly, the violence that women defenders experience depends on many factors, such as the organizational support and networks they have, and the level of community cohesion in the place where they reside. However, threats and attacks against them often have a gender component. On top of the patriarchal system and the prevailing structural gender violence, many infrastructure megaprojects have direct impacts on the lives of women in terms of health, the environment, and their community and its social relations. Large-scale infrastructure projects intensify patriarchy as they operate along vertical dynamics. Infrastructure megaprojects provoke processes of dispossession that commercialize social relations in a way that diminishes the contributions of women. It is often men who are able to access the short-term construction work available from those projects, increasing their economic power. Women, on the contrary, lose out from traditional economies being disrupted or replaced by the transformation processes that these projects generate.